then it will be a nice community.
They added beautiful
to it. Not cool.
It's beautiful, clean, and safe now, Paul. You got me all excited, man, because I love, you know the work I do. I really get a lot of satisfaction about giving the voice to the voiceless and getting out there and talking to folks. I can't wait to do the survey, man.
Awesome.
All right, that does it for the January 25th edition of the Without a Roof Radio program. Make sure you tune in next week. We do have an open letter to Chico City Council, different service providers, and actually the whole Chico City at large. And next week we're going to be extending offers to elected officials, city leaders, and beyond to get folks that will come on the show and talk about what we just discussed here and get some of their insights on what they see as necessary and first steps to eliminating this moral and very human issue of people living on the streets of Chico, California. So that'll be next Wednesday, February 1st at 5 o'clock p.m. KZFR 90.1 FM, People Power Radio. All right, man. Gamma Mash for the Without a Roof Radio Show. You know, it's my distinct pleasure. You know, I get to be hanging around in the studio here with Danny. And, you know, Danny, I want to share a story with you, man. I've shared this one with Jeannie.
All right.
We're into non-human radio. We're bleeding over into non-human radio. But I told Jeannie this story, and I got something to add to it. So 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, I was on the air, and I was coming up with this metaphor. And I said, they treat people like, and I was like, dirt. I was going to say they treat people like animals.
Yeah.
And it happened again. This show has helped me so much. I was working with someone about doing a straw dog, which means putting a proposal together.
Right,
and she
right.
says, so straw dog, what does that mean? I said, well, you put a straw dog together, then you put it down and you kick. I'm like, can you kick it around?
Right. It's a terrible metaphor.
Isn't it? You know, you got any more like that? Because, you know, this language, I'm 56.
Oh, I mean, you know,
there's so many.
Kill two birds with one stone. There's another way to skin a cat. I used to do that one at work sometimes.
Whoa.
And, you know, I'm both vegan and have cats. And I'm like, what am I really trying to say? You know, and in general, like, be precise with your language. It's not just animal metaphors. It's, you know, I'm going to beat him like a woman. You know, there's lots of, like, all kinds of abusive statements mm-hmm. that are all based on, I think, power dynamics, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And, so.
But your show's done that for me, man.
Great.
I know there's a lot of people out here that love On Human Radio.
I don't like replacing them with kind of like, you know, I'm going to pick two peaches with one peach picker, you know. Then they're silly. Like,
right.
I figure just say what you're trying to mean.
Yeah.
If you're communicating in a, you know.
You know what we ended up coming up with? A can. We're going to kick the can. There
right.
you go.
There you go. It's as simple,
kick the
simple
can
as that.
Awesome. What do we got going on in the show tonight, man?
Well, we've got a couple articles coming. Jeannie's a bit delayed in that Chico rush hour traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I did read them ahead of time, but I'm drawing a blank a bit. I know after the show, we've got Activist 411 training going on over at
BMU. I'm heading over there.
Yeah. I'm probably going to head over there. And then I might go by the Winchester Goose for their Vegan Wednesday night after that. We've got some good news articles. And I would have printed them out myself if my printer worked.
Tell you, technology, man, can't live with it, can't live without it. Let's talk a little bit about that Activism 411, because that's going on at the BMU, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, I know Professor Lindsay Briggs is there. She's been on our show. She's great. Rain, you probably know her last name.
Yeah, Rain Alizar, I believe.
A lot of the people there at the Women's March. I was at the Women's March. You were at the Women's March. That was amazing and unexpected, and I think giving some hope, you know, for the fascism that's coming. So I'm excited to go over there. I'd encourage people to participate in that event or other events, because everybody's very frustrated, and it's a long battle, and you got to start educating yourself and figuring out how to fight it.
I'm looking forward to doing that, actually. It should be a lot of fun.
Yes, there should be a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's very hands-on with very experienced people who've mm-hmm. done it. There's, you know, it's easy to fight amongst activists about shades of Bernie versus Hillary versus this versus that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the Republicans fighting about nothing. I see them falling in line and
pretty much,
you know, going with pure fascism, which is terrifying. Like, we have to unify against that.
How do you see that affecting animal rights, man? If they're not going to respect humans, oh my God, what's going to go on?
You know, I don't think it's on their radar yet, right? First, they're going to attack women all they can, but there are, you know, lots of the laws and rules that we try to get passed as far as visibility into concentrated animal feeding organizations, where they already have ag-gag laws, as they call them. We already had the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, where people rescue a beagle and go to jail for 15 years as a terrorist, you mm-hmm. know? Some of that has, I think, been diminished over time. It took a long time because it went in during the Bush years. So now we're kind of back in that cycle of they're going to tear things apart, and then we'll get, hopefully some more liberal people. They don't have to be Democrats because the Democrat Party itself has issues that try to undo that damage. And so, hopefully that arc of justice continues to bend. But
yeah, I know the quote goes, arc always bends towards justice. Speaking of justice, man, I just want to give a huge shout out for who makes Non-Human Radio possible. It's you listeners, supporters. Pledge Drive will be coming up soon, man. It's only a couple months. But a real big shout outs for our KZFR supporters and by local seasoned and organic delights at Farm Star Pizza, farmer is the star. You like Farm Star Pizza?
Oh, so, yeah. All kinds of vegan options.
They have music there. I know I've seen this.
Good music, too. Yeah.
Good. Hey, we're really plugging these guys. Plug good people. All our underwriters are good people. Farm Star features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts with vegan and gluten-free offerings, craft beer, and eclectic wines. Farm Star Pizza is open Monday through Friday for lunch, noon on Saturday and Sunday for dinner, 7 nights a week with live jazz on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Sundays at 2359 the Esplanade. Visit farmstarpizza.com or like us on Facebook. And by Wind Chime Wedding Chapel, providing intimate ceremonies nestled in a bungalow built in 1921. Sounds like the beginning of a novel, Danny. Chico's Wind Chime Wedding Chapel offers a charming, cozy, and affordable location with a professional minister to perform your ceremony. Ideal for couples who have one or two witnesses with a maximum number of 15 guests. For more information, visit WindChimeWeddingChapel.com or you can call them 530-893-9384. There you go.
Awesome. If somebody will marry me, we could get married at Wind Chime Chapel. That's called supporting your underwriters right there.
Yeah, we don't have anybody jumping on that right now. What's the call-in number? Maybe we could do this. Yeah, let's make a good live radio. All right, man. Nice to share the mic with Non-Human Radio, man. Turning it over to Jeannie here.
Awesome. Gracias.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? This is KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Thank you.
This is Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM or streaming online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino.
Hey, and I'm Danny Toms. Today we're going to be talking about vegan grocery shopping, veg scholarships, and labor violations at dairy farms in South Dakota. We're also streaming this on Facebook, but just to my personal account so we get it right before we put it out on the Non-Human Radio. We'll see if that works. And over to you, Jeannie.
All right. In Britain, Oxford University is helping grocery chains rearrange their aisles to encourage shoppers to buy more produce and less meat. Booyah! The project is known as Our Planet, Our Health, and it launches this week in an effort to restructure British supermarkets to be more climate-friendly. Scientists at Oxford University partnered with various British supermarkets, including the grocery giant Sainsbury, which is, I guess, kind of like our Safeway, Nob Hill.
Yeah, whenever I hear about European grocery stores, that's the name I hear.
So anyway, they're going to rearrange their store aisles to feature more produce and less meat. The mission of the project, which received more than $6 million in government funding, centers around recent studies that link the consumption of animal products to higher greenhouse gas emissions and increased global mortality. The project's director, Sarah Moulton, was quoted as saying, quote, "Nutritionists, political economists, and epidemiologists at Oxford will study how animal foods affect health and the environment, and they will then work with Sainsbury to present those findings in ways that people can understand." So a way that they're presenting those findings is the way they're organizing their stores.
Mm-hmm.
The project aims to place advertisements for plant-based foods at the end of the aisles, which is a prime location.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to incorporate meat alternatives into the meat department to give customers the ability to compare items, and they're going to offer discounts and rewards to shoppers when they make more planet-friendly choices. Sainsbury is running the project in a range of its outlets. It's a conglomerate, so they have local little storage, which I guess would be equivalent to our 7-Eleven type places. Also, it has superstores, and also it's going to do this project on its online
site. Yeah, interesting, right? Whatever ads you show first or what you Country Market is a special and present.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, even like in California, we have Safeway, and they have a loyalty program. And I'm always really pleased to see now, more often than I used to, vegan items coming up for discounts, like their Daya cheese or one of the vegan meat alternatives. Mm-hmm. So they haven't gone so far as to put the meat alternatives in with the actual meat items. So
who hasn't? Safeway or
our local Safeway?
Some stores have, and you know, and then you get often you'll get feedback from the vegans and vegetarians that they hate that, right?
Yeah,
I hate it. I don't want to go amongst the blood and the guts. But what we want is less suffering and more people eating vegetarian and vegan. The road that leads to that is them getting the product. So we always talk about if it's off in a special box labeled freak vegan food, nobody's going to casually buy it.
Right. We are not the target.
Right.
People who are already vegan or vegetarian are not the target of this type of program. It's to generally reduce the impact of general supermarket sales.
I think,
so good for them.
You know, look at what can be done when a government strives to do good things.
And look what happens when it strives to not do good things.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, anyway, the move to take specific steps to get people to eat more vegetarian food comes in the wake of a 2016 study published in the peer-reviewed Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, which concluded in 2016 that eating less meat could reduce global mortality by 6 to 10% and cut greenhouse gas emissions by 30 to 70%. So that's the science underlying this move, and you can see it's not like animal rights related.
Yeah.
It's an environmental action.
No, ultimately, it saves that country money on health costs, so they have a vested interest also.
Yeah, but that is not the basis for. That's not what they're using as the mm-hmm. basis for their for these actions.
Well, not having the world turn into an inferno also keeps countries alive.
Yes. So anyway, yeah, and so we talked about Safeway. And I know I've been seeing some buzz about the New Earth Chico Market.
Right.
Kind of dialing it up on vegan options on their prepared foods, on their hot bar, and in their deli case.
All kinds of good stuff. What did they have? Vegan biscuits and gravy, and it sold out before half of us could get there.
Right. It sold out in an hour.
Right.
And they've also started, I think the other day they had vegan mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And gravy.
They've had stir fries. They've had lots of good stuff coming by.
See, I'm just going to pick a bone here, so to speak. To me, something like mashed potatoes,
mm-hmm.
you really can't taste the difference. If you use margarine or a plant milk in that, like a non-sweetened almond milk or a soy milk or something, really, you can't taste the difference.
Unless you're living in 1975 and you make it out of a stick of 100% full-fat butter, like you don't know what you're missing because nobody eats whole butter like that anymore. You don't know that taste, and if you did, you'd probably be like, that's like too rich, you know?
So my plug is that some of these deli items,
don't label them,
should just be vegan by default.
Right.
And no one will know.
And that's the benefit of a local business, right? They can change their menu, whereas other places it's some corporate highly prescribed menu. They can't deviate. So that's also the power of us working with the vegan connections there and them being flexible to the community to work on this, which is great.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to our little vegan connection at New Earth, who's driving a lot of these conversations that are helping New Earth make these changes. So, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm really happy about that. So over to you. Let's talk about an exploitative industry already in the business of exploiting non-human animals and how it goes on to exploit the human animal.
So this is about more exploitation of Puerto Rico, as if, you know, they don't get enough trouble from the U.S. by being basically a colony and not allowed to vote. So amidst an American worker shortage, South Dakota factory farms are looking for labor in Puerto Rico. To alleviate the shortage of American workers willing to take jobs on their farms, dairy farmers in South Dakota are looking to import laborers from Puerto Rico, who would, I suppose, be able to legally come. The South Dakota State University Extension Program has recently hosted several recruiting sessions in the hopes of attracting 20 Puerto Rican workers to the state by September of this year.
Isn't that weird? Like, doesn't it seem like a small number to you? 20? Like, how many thousands of dollars is it taking for them to run a program like this? You know, in terms of like labor hours of more highly valued labor.
It's probably a tax write-off, and they're just getting it started.
There's that, too.
I did read a nice comment on the Chico ER today about the wall and everything, and how about, oh, Americans love to pick vegetables. We can build a wall. And I'm like, what? Where are you living? Americans don't work in the fields. That's unfortunate. According to dairy farmer and former South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture, Walt Bones, there's a non-vegan guy, tapping the Puerto Rican workforce is a promising idea as he believes American employees, quote, don't want to work that hard. So, if you're not vegan or vegetarian, prove him wrong. Go work on a dairy farm, or go, pick almonds at 1 a.m. in the middle of the night. South Dakota farms.
I know that the farmers in Chico are going to push back on that. They don't pick almonds; they harvest them. But you pick strawberries.
Oh, I see the technical term. Yeah. Well, you know, tomato's a vegetable, right?
Carry on.
All right. See, we go off script. It all goes nuts. It all goes almonds. Additionally, back to the topic of South Dakota and Puerto Rico, human rights violations continue to plague the animal agriculture industry and agricultural in general. I mean, we've seen that in California over, 50 years. One spectacular example is the current legal battle centered around human trafficking allegations by six veterinarians from Mexico who were coerced to work on an Idaho dairy farm with the promise of high pay and benefits, only to be subjected to manual labor, unsafe working conditions, and threats of deportation for noncompliance. I mean, this is common with many immigrants that are brought here under dodgy circumstances, and they're basically threatened with deportation.
Yeah, but usually they're not veterinarians.
Yeah, this is a little higher level, right? And so, at the beginning of the year, they filed a federal lawsuit against the Idaho-based dairy farm Funk Dairy Incorporated, which is also a telling name here, for human trafficking, which is a big deal. The suit implicates dairy farm owner David Funk, manager Curtis Giles, and attorney Jeremy Pittard in obtaining professional work visas for the immigrants with the promise of these high-paying jobs and then forcing them to engage in general labor, such as milking cows and cleaning manure, for an entire year that ended in 2015. They obviously alleged they were paid lower wages than promised, forced to live in poor housing, threatened with deportation, and obviously not doing veterinary work. They were exploited because they didn't speak good English and they were not familiar with U.S. labor laws. Their attorney, Edgar Ivan Aguilos Ocho, said the American animal agricultural industry is experiencing a shortage of workers, stating, as far as we can tell, this criminal conspiracy was aimed at providing a makeshift solution to that kind of shortage. This is just terrible. And the lawsuit also listed other violations, including the denial of meal breaks, inadequate toil facilities, unhygienic workstations, lack of protective equipment, which resulted in a partial amputation of one worker's finger. As our listeners know, the negative impact of the animal ag industry on human workers is not limited to this incident. A 2016 Oxfam America report revealed that workers at poultry processing plants were denied basic human rights, such as bathroom breaks, and were actually forced to wear adult diapers on their day-long shifts on the killing floor because they just weren't allowed to stop killing. Animal industry sucks.
Yeah, and in terms of another aspect to the South Dakota issue of this is that they're trying to build up an industry the dairy industry that they are not a leader in.
That they don't need.
That produces surplus milk. We've talked about that on the show before.
Well, I wonder, if you're a savvy businessman, you want to get in onto that sweet government subsidy money, right?
Yeah, it could be.
You start farms and businesses and burn your crops and get your insurance money. Especially if you're bringing in undocumented workers you're never going to pay.
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's carry on. On to scholarships.
This is a better topic.
The nonprofit vegan advocacy organization Vegetarian Resource Group recently launched a veg-friendly college scholarship program. They're making available $20,000 worth of scholarships, a grand prize of $10,000 and two $5,000 prizes to graduating high school seniors who are actively promoting a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle within their community. So the application is your standard essay questions, and you're asked to explain your contributions to spreading cruelty-free ideals and how you plan to remain an activist throughout college. And then you'll be judged on having shown compassion, courage, and a commitment to promoting a peaceful world. I just like that.
I guess I like the idea. I kind of don't like the idea of having judging children for not being compassionate enough. That guy rescued 15 cats. You only rescued five, It's like, well... But, it's a good thing. obviously.
Yeah, and this kind of program is a response to a growing number of students in all age groups across the country who are considering going vegan.
Right.
And who, thankfully, they'll have more options for vegan meals at college campuses this year than any other year.
Does it say they've doubled?
Yes.
Plant-based options. That's
great.
Yes,
I'll get to the numbers a little bit lower here.
Cool.
The scholarship is limited to students who are graduating from high school in spring of 2017. So if you're graduating this semester, go ahead and apply. The deadline to apply is February 20th, so you have time to...
I'm not sure I actually graduated. Maybe I could do a GED and...
go back to school.
Mm.
Yeah. If you're interested, you can download the guidelines at the Vegetarian Resource Group website, which is V as in Victor, or vegan, RG.org. So go ahead and take a look at that if you're a high school senior. And, you know, if you're a junior, take a look at it because you can get ready for next year.
All right. I mean, these things start ahead of time.
Yeah. According to a survey conducted by PETA last year, vegan options across college and university dining halls nationwide have more than doubled within the last 2 years. The survey was assessing 1,500 higher education institutions and found that the number of schools with at least one vegan option on the dining hall menu came in at 62%. Compared to 45% in 2015
mm-hmm.
and 28% in 2014. So that's pretty cool. 9% of schools currently have an all-vegan dining station, including universities such as the American University in Washington, D.C., and the University of California in San Diego, yay,
nice.
And the University of North Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
10% having a separate station is actually a pretty large number.
Yeah. Yeah, Chico State doesn't have that.
I mean, that's space to, you know, you got to have space to dedicate to that kind of stuff or take space away from something. So that's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, and my understanding at Chico State is that the dorms are not very vegan friendly, but the BMU cafe where I have been always has one or two vegan options. So, yeah. So if you're just listening, you're tuning into Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. And we have one last news item.
We do. Our last bit of news is that the Trader Joe's brand of vegan soy chorizo won the best meat category during the store's 8th annual Customer Choice Awards. This is interesting. So that's correct. It won the best meat category, not the meatless category or the vegetarian category. The meat-free product was chosen by customers over several animal products in the same category, including Trader Joe's chicken sausage, ground turkey, grass-fed ground Angus beef. Notably, the second place winner in the same meat category was Trader Joe's vegan meatless meatballs, which are delicious also. Also placing strong in the candy category were the Trader Joe branded accidentally vegan Scandinavian swimmers, which is their vegan version of Swedish fish, which is a gross, very non-vegan candy made out of bones and gelatin. So the soy chorizo win speaks to the growing demand for plant-based meat alternatives, an industry predicted to reach $5.2 billion by the year 2020. Last year, another vegan product, Speculoos Cookie Butter, gained the highest accolades during the 7th annual Trader Joe's Customer's Choice Award by winning the best overall product, and this year was named a runner-up in the same category.
Yeah, that's Speculoos.
Yeah.
That's like crack.
Yeah, I think I've not gotten that. Yeah.
It's the perfect combination of taste, because it's got like a ginger cookie type flavor,
mm-hmm.
Ginger snap, with a good amount of fat and a good amount of crunch and sweetness. And
awesome.
I bought a jar of that once. I intended just to take like a spoonful, and it was gone in like 2 hours. I had no resistance. Speculoos or cookie butter. It's really good.
I've definitely thrown those meatless meatballs in the microwave and ate them with a bunch of ketchup in a hurry.
They're good. So yeah, you know, kudos to Trader Joe's. They're vegan friendly. If you don't know, if you haven't been shopping there, a lot of their items have a big V on the front to show that they're vegan.
Those cafe twists are also very dangerous. They're like cinnamon stick things for your coffee.
There you go. So they have lots of vegan options in their freezer case. So prepared foods. If you're not a cook, you can feed yourself pretty well. For lunch and dinner through their freezer case. Their breads and pitas and things are good because they're simply made. They're simple recipes
right.
And few ingredients. So if you're going for that, you know, easy, you know, no weird ingredient, no unpronounceable ingredient mantra for your purchasing. Trader Joe's baked goods are really good for
you. Yeah, and I think their model is not to have huge warehouses full of stuff that sits around for months, so they don't need the extra preservative-laden sorts of commercialized foods. They're trying to get it in and out.
Yeah, that's probably something.
Here in Chico, they're right across from Grocery Outlet, which also has interesting vegan finds all the time, so you can kind of hit both up at the same time.
I see we're going to be doing a supermarket show, a shopping show.
Supermarket crawl.
Coming
there
up
we go.
Soon. Yeah. So, anyway, shall we carry on?
We
want to hear the calendar of events, folks?
I think it's time for calendar events. We talked a little bit earlier about the what's going on at the BMU Auditorium, but I will hand it over to Jeannie.
Okay, very good. I want to just encourage folks to go tomorrow night to the Plant Pure Chico Meet and Greet. It's a new group in Chico, and they're meeting Thursday, January 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Chico Grange, which is at 2775 Nord Avenue off of West East Avenue. And the group is focusing on whole food, plant-based eating for health. So if you don't want to see the gory videos of animal agriculture, this is the group for you. If you're facing health challenges like type 2 diabetes or struggling with your weight or have cancer or stroke in your family, this group can help you and your family eat more healthfully at your own pace. They're not going to hit you with over the head with a hammer to say go vegan or anything like that. It's informational, it's joyous, and it looks like it's going to be a great group.
Yeah,
and
go ahead. Incidentally, I mean, just my own personal experience is that most of my family is on cholesterol medication and has heart disease or has passed away from heart disease. And my cholesterol is typically 140. I get it checked every couple of years.
On a vegan diet.
I attribute that to the vegan diet. Yeah.
Cholesterol levels are really responsive to dietary changes.
Right.
So that's a good thing to know. Anyway, so this event is free, and I know there's going to be snacks and some cooking demonstrations either now or in the future. So they have a great plant-based Chico Facebook group. Plant-based Chico is the name of the group, and I encourage folks to look them up and to attend the meeting tomorrow. So also coming up on January 28th, this Saturday, is the Chico Vegan Potluck. Yay!
That's
from
us.
6 to 8 p.m. at the Chico Library Community Room at 1108 Sherman Avenue. There's no theme for this Saturday potluck, so just bring something you like and you want to share, and we will all enjoy vegan community for 2 hours. And don't feel like you have to go make something from scratch. You can also go over to good old Trader Joe's or the New Earth Market and find something vegan to buy and share. We just ask that you bring something that'll serve about 6 people and bring your own plates and silverware. You can also check out details at chicovegan.com for the schedule and for the niceties about going to a vegan potluck in Chico. And that is it for the calendar.
Oh, yeah?
If you have an event or other news to share, send an email to chicovegan@gmail.com and tell me all about it, and I'll put it on the air. And we have one last bit of business to take care of. Go for it, Danny!
Here is a quote from 19th century philosopher and scholar William James, back when everyone had two first names, who penned a sentiment that we must all take to heart in these troubled times. Oh, this is a good one. So, quote, act as if what you do makes a difference. It does.
It does. And it does not. We're not just talking about the animals. We're talking about the entire political spectrum at this time, in these trying times.
Check out Chico State BMU Activism 411, 6 p.m. shortly.
Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. Many thanks to Sue Hildebrand and to Bill Mash for their engineering assistance and moral support. Stay tuned for Sue's show, The Real Issue, coming up next. She's going to talk about that great March, Women's March, that happened this weekend in Chico.
That was awesome. Great. You've been listening to Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, or its staff.
If you missed any portion of this show or you want to listen again, please visit the archives at kzfr.org and search for Non-Human Radio. This is Jeannie Trezino and Danny Tom signing off.
Be different, be better, be kind.
And go vegan.